Music in the Park, a retelling of Alice in Wonderland, poetry, art, literature, live performances. Yeah, the artists are back as millions of Arizonans have been vaccinated against COVID-19. As KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, they're happy to see your face, even if it's still masked.
That's music from Barrio Latino, who rocked the stage last Friday at the amphitheater in downtown Glendale. It's part of Live at Murphy Park, running Thursdays through Sundays this month. This year, the kickoff of the May-long event aimed to promote both the music and the business community who are welcoming back patrons.
Music brings people together. So we had these wooden guitars made by a local business here in the downtown area, C Plus D Designs. They cut them out for us. We distributed them to all of the businesses, and they decorated them as to either what music means to them, to their business, or just to help promote their business.
That's Heidi Barriga, the city's special events administrator. And those guitar cutouts were hung with care in the trees surrounding the Velmatique Library.
Well, that one right there is the best one.
Because of Spider-Man?
Because I painted.
Oh. Were you commissioned to paint that?
No. We're a local business.
With all the music playing, it might have been hard to make out that last bit. The Browns own Drawn to Comics in Glendale. Outdoor spaces are one thing, but audiences also want to experience live theater again.
Why is a raven like a writing desk, Alice?
Alice, come quickly!
That's part of a promotional video for Curiouser and Curiouser 2. The heart-pounding retelling of Alice in Wonderland opens at Peoria Center for the Performing Arts in June. Kate Hinkle is managing director of Theater Works, which created the production, and says the concept is not unlike a haunted house, where people move through spaces.
That's exactly the idea, except now you're experiencing a narrative as part of it, and you get different performances. You know, it's a much more theatrical experience than a haunted house would be, but the idea is very similar.
Hinkle says audiences take on the role of Alice while gathering clues from one room to the next in a 6,500-square-foot multisensory theatrical experience that does have a lot of walking.
So they're walking down the rabbit hole. They get to participate in the tea party. They get to go to all these different rooms to experience these different areas of Wonderland. In the Caterpillar Den, it's sort of a nightclub experience where you get to sit and enjoy a drink and listen to performances.
Patrons are required to wear face masks, have their temperatures taken upon arrival, and a thorough deep cleaning takes place prior to each performance. Small businesses hit hard by the pandemic are reopening to the public. That includes Grassroots Books and Juice Bar, located inside Afro Soul Market, a Black-owned co-op in downtown Phoenix.
I think this is our biggest order that we got. We have a lot of people starting to request specific books for the store.
Store manager Kylie Chambly is referring to several titles newly unpacked from boxes. Last Friday, Grassroots hosted an art exhibition with painter, musician, and poet Jackie Andre Muhammad, a longtime Phoenix resident. His artwork is on display through June, and the marquee piece on display just inside the front door was striking enough to make one wonder about its inspiration.
Can you tell me what this one is titled and what might have been going through your mind? And
what's your question?
What might have been going through your mind when you were painting this one?
Just the name of it.
Muhammad used to have his own custom art framing shop. He says he's painted about 400 works over the last decade. His current exhibit is about honoring the past and is entitled Introspective to Unknown Ancestors.
How far back do you go? Do I go? And the best of the ancient ancestors, we're the better part of them because we made it. We're here.
And so, you can draw a direct thread back to them through art.
Yeah, right. So the whole thing is, can you get behind the canvas?
The evening was a nice reunion for Muhammad and other patrons who turned out.
Your dad's Paul Underwood?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I met you.
I met you when you was like that.
It's the type of reunion we're all looking for these days. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.